So, Dr. Evans, you're spending a lot of time trying to explain the process, the thinking process that goes into determining whether you're going to do a genetic test or not. And at the same period of time, if you flip on your TV, you'll see an ad for Ancestry.com or 23andMe. Tell us what those tests really are, what kind of genetic test is being done, and then let's chat for a little bit about the ethics, actually, of doing those tests.
Right. I'd love to address both those things. So the offerings that are out there for genetic analysis, we call it direct-to-consumer or DTC genetic testing, are extraordinarily wide and heterogeneous. And they really vary from the ridiculous to the sublime. In the ridiculous category, you will see promises of genetic testing that will tell you who you should date and marry. That is, they'll, you know, do matchmaking with genetics. You'll see offerings that purport to tell you what kind of sports you should encourage your child, whether you should encourage them to be a sprinter or a long distance runner. You'll see reports that people can analyze your DNA and tell you what you should eat. All of that's hogwash. It is complete and utter nonsense. There's an offering out there to analyze your DNA and tell you what kind of wine you will like. And my retort to that is that you're far better off spending that same money on some bottles of wine and trying them. It's you'll get a much better bead on what you like, and it'll be a lot more fun and accurate. So there are a lot of offerings out there that are just plain ridiculous, and you shouldn't go near them. On the other end of the spectrum, there's ancestry testing, for example. It's very accurate. It's frankly not going to surprise most people, because most of us, just simply from family lore or looking in the mirror, can kind of guess what continent our ancestors are from. But it's interesting, and it's pretty accurate. Sometimes people get surprised. More oftentimes, they don't. One of the things that you might want to think about, though, before you do any kind of direct-to-consumer genetic testing, is the fact that your DNA typically enters databases when you do that. These companies are in business primarily to get data and sell your data. So you should just know that your privacy is being compromised when you do such testing.
Including if you're the Golden State Killer.
Exactly. That's how the Golden State Killer was found. They submitted a sample for ancestry testing and said, I want to find my relatives, right? And sure enough, the Golden State Killer wasn't in that database. He apparently had not availed himself of ancestry testing, but relatives of his had, and they were able to find his relatives, and it pointed directly to him. The other thing I would just, you know, warn you about is that if you pursue ancestry testing, you do want to have in the back of your mind that you might find out dad isn't dad, right? That happens right along with ancestry testing. So ancestry testing is valid. It's quite interesting, and it has relatively low downsides unless you start to think about those broader societal and privacy issues. In the middle somewhere is this murky area of wellness or medical direct-to-consumer genetic testing. I would generally tell people that the claims made by, say, 23andMe and other companies that purport to tell you about your health, your wellness, your risk of disease, are largely unreliable. There are a few tests that have been FDA approved, and you can see if you're a carrier for this disease or that disease. But like any complex medical test, I think you are better off talking with an expert about what test actually makes sense with you before you just sign on to a test that someone is peddling. And you should probably speak with, for example, a genetic counselor. I'm not a genetic counselor, so I'm not feathering my own nest there. But I would just say, in general, people are best off talking with a professional who isn't peddling a given test before they send their money in and get a test that's being marketed.
So do any of the current direct-to-consumer tests identify the breast cancer gene?
Well, that's a very nuanced answer, yes and no. So the FDA recently approved 23andMe's assay for three particular pathogenic variants involved in breast cancer predisposition for BRCA1 and 2. Here's the problem with that. There's been a lot of concern that this is going to do more harm than good, and I tend to agree with that grim assessment. The three pathogenic variants or mutations that 23andMe has been cleared to test for constitute a tiny fraction of the pathogenic variants that can cause predisposition to breast and ovarian cancer, and are really only, it's only sensible to assay only those three in very, very narrow circumstances. And that would be someone who's Ashkenazi Jewish, who doesn't really have a strong history of breast and ovarian cancer in their family. Otherwise, it's an extremely incomplete test.
So and you shouldn't take solace from the fact.
You shouldn't. That's exactly right. That what most of us worry about is that people will take inappropriate solace from a negative result. They'll send their sample in. They'll say, oh, look, I don't have these mutations that 23andMe has been cleared to test for, so I'm off the hook. And nothing could be further from the truth in many of these cases. So I worry that people will get false reassurance.
What do you tell a person who does find out, either from one of these direct-to-consumer products or even through clinical genetic testing, that they have a pathogenic variant or even the possibility of having a pathogenic variant and become enormously anxious about that result?
Well, this is a concern, too. The first thing I would tell people who get results from a direct-to-consumer genetics testing company that says, or through analysis of their data, because they're a third-party analysis that you can get. The first thing I would tell them is be careful. There was just a paper published in Genetics and Medicine, the leading clinical genetics journal, that showed that 40% of the direct-to-consumer results were false positives. That is, upon reanalysis. I mean, 40%,
that's
right? We're wrong.
Yeah.
That's huge. So first off, I would tell people your result may not be correct. These labs have yet to show they can do a good job at the actual analysis. The second thing I would tell them is, this is when I would say you probably need to see a professional before deciding what test to get so you get the right test. But if you have undergone analysis and you've been found to carry a pathogenic variant for this or that, you really need to talk to somebody who does this for a living to try to put your risks in context. How big are they? How, you know, serious are they? And B, what are your options for dealing with that risk? How, you know, what are the various things you can do to minimize problems from that?
So first, make sure that you have the risk for real, that it's a real test.
Yeah, that's a valid
real,
result.
Valid result. Yep. And then after you find that out, then to determine whether there's something that needs to be done about it.